You know, as you head westbound on LBJ out toward the airport, finally, yeah, I don't know, maybe over the last year or so, you see the name for what that big development is. And you see the 7-Eleven headquarters right there fronting on LBJ. That's Cypress Waters. Lucy Billingsley and her husband and all the other Billingsleys of the Billingsley Company built that place, and it has just taken off like crazy. And now they're all sort of grown up. Lucy Billingsley joins us right now. Good to have you with us.
Oh, what a pleasure to be here.
That really has been quick, though. I mean, the development of Cypress Waters from corporate headquarters to residential to now retail. Has this been quicker than you thought?
It has been a sprint. And we thought it was going to be a sprint and then you take a pause. But we are running as hard and as fast as we can. We've built 2.5 million square feet of office in the past 7 years, and 1,500 apartments, and a lot more to come of both.
And when I said it's sort of grown up, is that all of the elements, but you can't just start day one with a work, live, place, you know, work, live, play, place. I guess you have to take one element at a time, but you've got everything coming together now.
Well, right now, finally, we have got the heart of the project with the sound. The restaurants on the lake, the amphitheater. We've got a place that we hope people are going to consider their third great spot. Not their home, not the office, just the place they want to be.
Well, it's already a pretty good office space. I mean, 7-Eleven, Nokia, Brinker. Has Brinker finally moved in?
They're in.
And Nation Star Mortgage is out there.
Yes, that's right.
I mean,
Mr.
a lot of
Cooper.
Other big names. And how many apartments have you got?
Right now, built or under construction, we've got the 1,500. They're starting another 500 this summer and another 500 next March.
So tell me about the retail, because this is the element that we're talking about right now.
Yeah.
And you're putting on concerts.
Yeah, that's exactly right. This could not be more fun. We opened on Memorial Day weekend with a Pat Green concert, 2,500 people. Every Thursday night, we've got tribute bands. So Molly Greenwald's was last week. Neon Circus is this week. So we're having a lot of fun because the stage is on the water. You're sitting against the 300-acre North Lake. We've got a trail system that wraps around, and six restaurants opened up last week.
So is this just for tenants, or are you drawing from other areas? I mean, Coppell, I guess.
Yeah, this is for everybody. This is anyone who loves this music, anyone who loves to eat at Rodeo Goat, Flying Fish, Ascension, Landon's Winery, Eno's Pizza and Italian Food, and Flying Saucer. All of them are open. So we want Coppell, Irving, Grapevine, South Lake, Dallas. We want them all.
Yeah. I could imagine that. How close to being built out are you? You've got a lot more. You got 1,000 acres, right?
Yeah, we've got 1,000 acres, and we're probably 15% of the multifamily and 20%, 25% of the office. We got a long way to go. We got the DART station. It's going to be on the north side.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. The connection there, so you'd be able to go from East Plano to DFW by way of Cypress Waters.
That's right. And we'll be the first stop out of the airport. So we'll probably do a convention, you know, hotel up there, so you can have a convention hotel, one stop, and on the water.
This has been quick. So tell me about the activity right now. Is it slowing down at all? I mean, there's a lot of uncertainty with tariffs and trade, and suddenly the word recession is coming back into the vernacular.
You know, David, I don't want to be a Pollyanna, and I don't want to be blind to any risk that could come our way. So we want to be very cautious. But I tell you, it is sweet here in Dallas. You know, the activity we have is strong. We're still seeing new corporations come to the city, new corporations looking at our properties. And, you know, it's a job rush in Dallas. Our unemployment, as we know, is so tight. So we need people. This is a great place to be, not just now, but for the long haul.
And they're still coming. I mean, you all do a lot. I mean, we're talking about Cypress Waters, but, you know, Austin Ranch, and, of course, Great One Arts Plaza, and Industrial Corporation headquarters. But you operate in other cities, too. You have some Houston and Chicago?
You're right. We're Houston, Chicago, industrial. So, really, we're a locally oriented company.
But what are you seeing in Houston and Chicago? I'm curious.
Our occupancy has been great. We're not developing there. So we're, but the occupancy is, you know, 95%. I mean, it's just solid as it can be. But industrial is solid across the nation. That's, you know, that's the safest real estate category for anybody to be in.
Well, I guess in theory, if they're going to bring more manufacturing and production onshore here that used to be in China or Mexico, ultimately, I guess it would help even more.
Yeah, absolutely. But e-commerce is driven, you know, the warehouse
is
market.
That the bulk of it?
Oh, yeah. It's, you know, and look at all the boxes. I just wish I'd invested in a box company a decade ago.
Go with Amazon.
Yeah.
So tell me, how do you develop? You've certainly had the experience with Austin Ranch, but now at a, I guess a larger scale, maybe this. How do you start if you're going to have a work live play? I mean, do you start with work?
Well,
you start with office buildings and then build around it, or
I'm sure it depends on the location. Of course, we started with three office buildings and multifamily just on the heels of it, because we believed at Beltline and LBJ you could easily launch a place with both of those. There's a demand for both of those, and we just didn't realize that our proximity to the airport and being on this lake was going to make us so hot. So, you know, the momentum's been great. And then now we're building seven-story apartment buildings overlooking the water.
Oh, really?
And we're putting in a six-mile trail system wrapping around. There's going to be a gazillion reasons to come be here.
This was an old TXU, or Texas Utilities, plant area, and I guess that's sort of where the water came from.
That's right. They needed to have the water to feed the power plant. Power plant's gone, and the water remains.
And Dallas is very happy. I remember we talked when this was playing out, when you were first assembling this land, and you're in Dallas, right?
That's exactly right.
And this was a big zoning deal, and the Dallas City Council had to sign off on it, but you are just like a little gerrymandered part of Dallas?
Well, when the power plants went out around the city, they didn't stay close to the city of Dallas. So they went out the best locations for water, and we're connected back by a creek to the city of Dallas. So our neighboring cities are Coppell and Irving. We're in Coppell Independent School District, and we're in the city of Dallas.
So what's next? So you've got all the concerts, and you're going to fill the stage. You're into construction. Have you got a new headquarters relocation that you can tell us about today?
Well, I happily can say that the building that we've started construction on, we've tilted part of the walls, is fully leased, and we're thrilled
it's
with
fully
that.
Leased?
Fully leased.
Was it spec when you put it up?
Yes, sir. And we started two more office buildings that are now just mud. And so the focus that we have today is how can we lease those who would like to be with us there, and that's 200,000 square feet each, so 400,000, and we hope by the end of the year to go high rise to us out here is 10 stories, but it really will bring in urbanity to this neighborhood. So
do you think the DART line's going to change the dynamic, add to the dynamic?
I think it really will make a huge change. Corporations want to locate where the mass transit is easiest for, you know, their employees. Couples that live in apartments and want to work two different places. And Dallas has never had east-west connection on the rail. And so it's hugely significant to the DART to complete their loop and the efficiency of the light rail. And it totally changes the possibilities of development.
Can you incorporate it? I mean, do you, I don't know, I mean, the easement, I guess, is owned by DART, and you can't encroach on that. But you want to have supported, what, multifamily and restaurants and everything else surrounding that, right?
And DART wants it too. So we're coordinating together on what's the sensibility of the station, how can we make it be a great experience coming in and out. We want to be fully integrated. And so that's the next challenge. How do we think about that so it's fun going to a station?
Right.
It's welcoming home when you're getting off. How do we give you some conveniences that simplify your life? You know, it's all about enriching people's lives.
It's fun. So, so we'll come out and see one of your concerts this summer.
Come.
Looking forward to it.
We've got plenty of them, one every Thursday night. So We're rocking and rolling.
All right. Lucy Billingsley is partner of the Billingsley Company. And it's always good to see you.
Always a pleasure to see you.
I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.